Good afternoon, Rasmus and Diamonds.
Hi, is Tyler in?
He is. I can see if he's available. Can I ask who's calling?
Sure, Bob from RDI.
Sure, one moment, please.
Thanks.
With a 120-plus year history of incredible service and quality, Rasmus and Diamonds is the oldest retail operation in our community. We're still family-owned and operated, and absolutely focused on our community. See why Rasmus and Diamonds is still Racine's jeweler of choice when our amazing team is with you in just a moment. As a member of the American Gem Society, with an accredited gem lab, you can be sure Rasmus and Diamonds provides you with only high-cut grade diamonds. We're very picky because we only want to offer you the very best selection. Find out more about our dedication to excellence at RasmussenDiamonds.com. At Rasmussen Diamonds, we're proud to be your full-service diamond retailer, complete with an in-house goldsmith, personalized customer service, and a diamond trade-in program to help offset the cost of upgrades. Learn more about these exceptional services and so much more at Rasmussen.
Thank you for holding. This is Tyler.
Tyler, Bob from RDI. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you, sir? You hanging out at home, or they actually got you in the office today?
No, I'm still from home. Nah, I'm not going back to
that. He's like,
if
no,
I go to the office,
it's
like
that.
Once in a while, just, you know, it's funny because I feel like I'm a conquering hero when I walk in because everybody hasn't seen me in a while. And it's like,
that's kinda
it's
nice.
Like they fawn all over me, which is cool. Most, it's usually the girls. The guys don't fawn much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it works out good, especially this time of year with the shitty weather and everything. The last thing I want to do is go outside.
Yeah, we're dealing with that this morning. We got some rain sleet last night, and it's kind of somewhat snowing, but not snowing this morning, so it's
That's
like really
exactly
slippery
what we got
and slushy.
To. Yeah, it's just,
yeah.
Just messy. I had to go to the eye doctors this morning, you know, and they had to dilate my eyes twice. The first time they did it,
I hate that.
Oh my god! I have blue eyes, very light sensitive eyes to begin with. It was just that drive home. I should have told my wife to go with me, but I didn't, and so I had to drive. And everything was got snow cover on it, so it was exceptionally bright. And,
yep.
Yeah, my eyes are almost back to normal right now. They're still blurry because of the drops, but. You know, what are you going to do? It's the time of year, and I got a head.
Yeah, for sure.
Got some issues that are going to need
for
to be
sure.
addressed at some point, but right now we're still good to go.
Cut them out and put in some bionic ones in there.
Yeah, that would be cool. I'd do that.
Yeah. Easy peasy, just done.
Nothing to it, yeah. Nothing. I'll tell you what, nothing scares me worse than the thought of doing something around my eyes. It's absolutely terrifying to me. Anything that you're in need of? What's new with you, anyways?
Not too much as far as new.
Yeah.
I know Kelsey's potentially going to be working on a big marquee, but I don't know if it's a before Christmas thing or an after Christmas thing.
I had sent Kathy a couple of bigger marquees that neither one of them worked out for them, but I didn't think anything from Kelsey, so
I think she's still kind of putting together. And seeing this guest is a very, very hands-on, hold-hand type guest with stuff. So it's
marquees
just more figuring out when he's going to do it.
That's the issue. Marquees are overpriced like crazy right now. There was none of them in the pipe anywhere for a long time because nobody wanted a marquee. And then when the demand started peaking on marquees, it was right around the same time they started putting the tariffs on everything. So the cutters basically are holding them for ransom, charging stupid prices on them, and nobody's breaking ranks. You know, if everybody else is charging this price for them, I'm going to charge this price for them, even though I bought it for a lot less than that, or I was able to cut it for a lot less than that. They don't care. They're all trying to hose everybody on. So anybody looking for a marquee as a deal right now isn't going to find it anywhere.
I'll let her know for sure.
Yeah, she's better off if she can wait a little bit longer to see when things kind of, like, straighten out or change shape. If she goes to, like, a pear shape or
gotcha.
Oval or something, she's going to have much better luck in finding a deal.
Gotcha.
That's the reality of
it. Yeah, I mean, other than that, it's just us trying to sell, you know, I mean, most places can't do special order stuff now anyway in time for Christmas,
late.
But it's just selling out of stock and just waiting, you know, hurry up and wait kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know, it's been decent, but it hasn't been, you know, groundbreaking. But we've had more snow and ice and salt, or not salt, but slush, at the beginning part of December than we've had the last couple of years. So
yeah, same here. It's been I think I just saw on the news there that we're at 15.4 inches of snow for the season so far. Typically, we should be about 12, and last year we were at 7. So, yeah, and I think
if we're talking season, we're over 20.
Really?
But
okay.
But the first, like, 10 to 12 inches melted already.
Yeah.
And then this last storm 2 weeks ago or whatever it was, that snow stayed on the ground, you know, all the way up to
so
here. And then it's
cold.
Been, like, two or three inches. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
It's just been so cold, nothing melts, and it's overcast. So even when it's closer to freezing, with no sun, it doesn't melt at all. You know, I don't
yep.
know. It's annoying. I don't like winter at all, but
I like the season change, and I wouldn't mind like a month of it. But
I could tolerate myself too. But if I could get away without any winter, I'd be good.
Well, you know how you can do that.
I know.
There's
I
these
know.
Places called Arizona that you can go to, and
I know.
San Diego, and
I got pretty much a lot of family right here, so I don't.
Oh, I know it makes it hard,
but I know. But you know, in a perfect world, I'd have two locations. This one and
you could go visit my brother. He's in Fairbanks.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Fairbanks. Oh,
normal temperature right now is 30 below.
Good Lord. What the hell made him go to
Fairbanks? He's in Alaska. He's a nature photographer.
Oh, okay.
So
well, that would do it.
He does bears and all that stuff. So, yeah, it makes sense for him to be there.
Well, that's cool. Who does he work for?
Everybody.
Oh, so he's...
He does all kinds of... Yeah. I don't know if he's... Yeah, he's not officially, like... I know he's done some stuff for Nat Geo, and he's done a bunch of other miscellaneous stuff and whatnot. But, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have a, you know, a running contract with somebody to produce.
Not that I know of, no.
Yeah. Interesting, yeah, because, you know, you see some stuff, and, you know, I happen to like that kind. I was going to be a photographer at one time many, many, many years ago, and I started college for that, and then I stopped. I just didn't – I'm not artistic enough, you know, and today's day and age – with everything being digital, you have to be more of a computer geek than a photographer, because all the stuff that you do is post photography instead of pre photography like it used to be.
Yeah, for sure.
And I used to love the pre photography stuff because you had to be careful and do all the things right. You know, you would, you know, bracket your shots to make sure you got your exposures right and everything. Now it don't make any difference. You take something, anything, and you can digitally enhance it. You know, to make it look like it you wanted it to look. It's not as much fun.
It's a little bit of cheating.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of cheating. But it's
but
it's the technology, you know. It's just not the same as it was then when you needed to be. I mean, I remember working in the darkroom, you know, developing my own film and making prints and stuff like that. Now nobody does that.
No, that's a lost art now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if there's anything I can do for you, let me know. It was always nice talking with you.
You as well, and I will. I'll let Kelsey know about the marquee situation side of things, and we'll just kind of go from there.
Sounds good. Thanks.
So,
we'll see you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye bye.
All right. Mm-hmm. Bye.